This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya, yesterday participated in a high-level task force meeting focused on strengthening the handloom and handicraft sector in the Northeast. The Union Minister highlighted the Northeast's immense potential to spearhead India's sustainable fashion revolution, echoing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of fashion for environment and empowerment. Union Minister for Textiles Giriraj Singh said that the Ministry of Textiles will work on the valuable suggestions shared by the Northeastern states during the high-level task force meeting with full commitment and coordination so that the art, culture and artisans of the Northeast can get a global platform. The Tripura government is contemplating to convert Women's College Agartala and Tripura Institute of Technology into two universities to expand higher education scope in the state. Speaking at a government program, Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha informed that the Higher Education Department has already begun to implement the government's plan to turn the two institutes into separate universities. Founded in 1965 at the heart of the city, the college is the first institute for women and offers two streams, science and arts. The erstwhile Tripura Polytechnic Institute was elevated to Tripura Institute of Technology a few years back. In Manipur, the opposition Congress has submitted a memorandum to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla seeking a public clarification on whether the assembly remains constitutionally valid or stands automatically dissolved due to procedural lapses. The Manipur Pradesh Congress Committee has raised serious constitutional concerns over the status of the 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly following its suspended session and the imposition of President's rule in the state. The opposition cited Article 174 of the Constitution, which mandates that a legislative assembly meet at least once every 6 months. With no session held since August last year, the Congress argues the assembly is now in constitutional default. It also referred to past Supreme Court judgments, suggesting that such lapses could lead to automatic dissolution. The last assembly sitting was held on August 12, 2024. The Meghalaya government has pursued an ambitious strategy to position the state as a major agri-export hub from Northeast India. Under the leadership of Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, the state has implemented several groundbreaking initiatives, direct export channels and multimodal transport solutions. The state has successfully executed its first ever sea shipment of 15 metric tons of organic ginger to Dubai in March this year, facilitated by the Meghalaya State Agricultural Marketing Board in collaboration with Eastern Riboy Organic Farmer-Producer Company. Recently, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also flagged off a 2 metric ton consignment of premium organic pineapples from Meghalaya to Lulu Retail, Dubai. The flag-off ceremony by the Union Finance Minister represents more than a symbolic gesture. It embodies Meghalaya's transformation from a traditional agricultural state to a globally competitive exporter of premium organic produce. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is also very likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya, Maharashtra and Telangana today. Akashvani Northeastern Service is hosting a vibrant Northeast music concert in Meghalaya today. The event marking the National Broadcasting Day and celebrate 90 years of Akashvani service to the nation will be held at U Sosotham Auditorium, State Central Library in Shillong at 3 p.m. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gore, will grace as the chief guest. The concert will feature dynamic performances by leading artists and bands from all 8 northeastern states. The musical lineup includes Jayanta Jamatia from Tripura, Lungling Trio from Mizoram, Joe's Apartment from Sikkim, Rupam and Friends from Assam, Innocent Eyes from Manipur, AR Folk from Arunachal Pradesh, Fifth Note from Nagaland, and Somersault from Meghalaya. Entry to the concert is free for the general public. All India Radio Shillong welcomes all music lovers to come and be a part of this special event. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.